This is All Things Considered. I'm Liam Connors. Coming up, we'll hear from our art hounds, but now it's time for the weekly conversation on the arts with Mary Williams.
What happens when action sports meet art? That's what we're talking to Ben Wigger about. He's the co-creator of the organization Art on Board, and he's going to tell us more about the art auction Saturday at Arts Riot that features snowboards as artists' canvases. Welcome, Ben.
Hello.
So you and fellow UVM alum Tim Andreasen created this organization. What are the origins of Art on Board?
Art on Board started as a senior year capstone project in our entrepreneurial leadership class that actually only had two direct guidelines. And number one was to do something that will make a positive impact within your community. And number two was that something that you choose to do should be able to be carried on once you graduate. And I actually remember Tim looking over and whispering to me, let's do an art show. And it sort of snowballed from that point into an organization that has since done three galleries on the national scale and getting ready to come back to Burlington for the first time since our graduation.
And Art on Board, the national tour that you just mentioned, that's the main attraction. What happens at those events?
The main attraction at our Art on Board events is a silent auction for snowboards that are donated to us by Burton Snowboards. We then find artists who we're fans of, who we're friends with, who are members of our community to create these boards. We've seen everything from house paint to broken glass to bronze patina, and we then auction them off, and that money then goes back into supporting active engagement for young kids in their communities in action sports and the arts.
Yeah, my first assumption was that maybe the artwork would kind of echo like graffiti art or tagging or Banksy or something, but
oftentimes it does, yeah.
Yeah.
We've actually worked with quite a few graffiti artists, at least one at each event so far. And I guess that maybe just stems from personal interest. Maybe it stems from us having grown up as fans of that community. But yeah, you're right. You're right. That has been a common theme through our events so far.
But many of the pieces are true fine art.
They most certainly are. We've actually worked with some artists who have pieces in permanent collections at the Detroit Institute of the Arts. So yeah. Everything from the streets to the galleries have been included in our shows.
And talk a bit about how the action sports community and the artist communities fit together.
That's actually the most common question we get. And it's funny because at first we were sort of taken aback by it. Having grown up in both of these communities ourselves, we never really had to answer how they fit together. But we've come to the conclusion that there are two very simple bonds that bring the two together. Number one is creativity. And most people immediately understand that from the artist side of things. But when you look at creativity from the action sports, it could be something as simple as trying to find a new skate spot or trying a new trick on the hills on your snowboard, shaping your surfboard in a different way, or searching for the perfect track for a video part. Number two is a sort of do-it-yourself, figure out how to make it work, entrepreneurial spirit that is so intrinsic to both action sports and the arts. When you're first starting out, you usually have nothing more than, say, a skateboard or a paintbrush and tablet, any type of creative instrument, and you don't really know how to use it. But as you go through the process of figuring it out, of doing it yourself, or learning from those who have done it before, it sort of just snowballs from there. And that whole entrepreneurial process was something that really fascinated us, and something that we wanted to help push and encourage within our own communities.
And so far, you've donated over 80% of the revenues from these art auctions.
We've actually funded over a month of local programming with Burton's Chill Foundation. We've also been able to give back to Burlington Community Arts as well.
And these events are free, and the artwork collaborations, this sounds like they're donated, the boards are donated. So is it a sustainable model? Will you ever have financial backers?
We hope to. So we're 2 years into it right now, and we're really hoping to use our homecoming in Burlington as sort of a message that, you know, here we are, we're back where we started, and we're here to stay.
Can you talk about, what's next? What are some future plans?
One is a traveling mural project with an artist from New York City by the name of Mitchell Shore. That's actually going to be happening in Vermont this summer. And then number two is our youth engagement. We're going to be doing our second youth engagement series in Burlington this summer as well.
Well, thank you so much, Ben, for telling us more about Art on Board, and I wish you great success.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's Ben Wigger, co-founder of Art on Board, where action sports meet art, and they'll auction off a gallery full of hand-painted Burton snowboards this Saturday night at Arts Riot at 8. Find more details at bpr.net.